Next unmissable cinematic event.
Careful, boy. You're gonna bite off more than you can chew.
Starring Michael B. Jordan.
What the hell going on?
This April, the night belongs.
Admit to it.
Admit to what?
To the sinners.
That you date.
Sinners. In cinemas April 18. Book tickets now.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom at 9 o'clock, Sir Keir Starmer is promising to use industrial policy to help protect British business from new US trade tariffs. A 10% tax on imports has kicked in, rising to 25% for cars. Writing in the Sunday Telegraph, the Prime Minister says his priority is to fight for the best deal, but warned the world as we knew it has gone. Two Labour MPs have been denied entry and deported from Israel, with the Foreign Secretary saying it's no way to treat British politicians. The Israeli Immigration Ministry says Yuan Yang and Abtisam Mohammed were rejected because they were suspected of plans to document the activities of security forces and spread anti-Israel hatred. David Lammy's called it unacceptable. The Israeli military has admitted it was wrong in its initial account of the deaths of Palestinian medics in Gaza. 15 workers were killed and buried in a mass grave last month. Israel had said the convoy advanced suspiciously, but new footage shows clearly marked emergency vehicles. There are concerns people are missing the symptoms of bowel cancer because they are too embarrassed to talk about it. A survey has found more than a third of UK adults can't name a single symptom of the disease.
Knowing the symptoms of bowel cancer can really save your life. But unless we do feel comfortable to talk about it, bowel cancer stays in the shadows, and that's when it's most deadly.
Employers will have to pay more in national insurance contributions from today. Rates are going up from 13.8% to 15%. Estimates suggest it will cost retailers £5 billion over the coming year. And in football, Liverpool can move 14 points clear at the top of the Premier League with a win over Fulham later. Second-placed Arsenal failed to close the gap after being held to a 1-1 draw at Everton yesterday. Southampton could also be relegated if they lose to Tottenham later. The weather, dry and sunny for most, early cloud in northeastern Scotland clearing, highs of 17 degrees Celsius. From Global's newsroom for Classic FM, I'm Simon Pusey.
This is Classic FM from Global.
It absolutely is. Good morning and welcome. Tim Leora here on Classic FM and the special Sunday edition of the thing of beauty that is the Classic FM Hall of Famer. Mozart is kicking us off. Here we go.
Classic FM.
Thank you.
You're listening to the Classic FM Hall of Fame Hour.
Thank you.
Well, I don't know which is your nearest park, but I do feel we're knocking it out of the park this morning. Andrew Netzinger with the Choir of St John's College, Cambridge. Timothy Rivaldi on the organ and Graham Walker on cello. And a thing of beauty that is Forêt's Cantique de Jean Racine. Absolutely gorgeous. Before that, Mozart's Clarinet Concerto, the second movement. Julian Bliss, the aptly named Julian Bliss, with the Royal Northern Sinfonia doing that one. It's Classic FM. Good morning. Do let me know your Sunday morning story on 6.18.12 and how we can maybe help setting it to music. And not just any music either. The Exalted Strains of the Classic FM Hall of Fame are the special Sunday edition. Amanda got in touch, in fact, on 6.18.12. Say, always listen to you before and after the swim at Hampstead Ponds in London. Just on my way back after a dip. I bet it was a rather chilly dip, even though the sun's breaking through. Love to get something beautiful for my journey home. I've got just the thing, actually. It's Vaughan Williams, and it's his five variants of Dives and Lazarus. That is just perfect Sunday morning music. Vaughan Williams and the Five Variants of Dives and Lazarus, the English String Orchestra, with the football mad William Boughton conducting. Good morning. This is the Classic FM Hall of Famer, the special Sunday edition. 61812 is our text number. Got a note saying, could you, pretty please, could you dedicate something to Arlo and Marla? They are aged 4 and 1, respectively. Hello, sausages. They are listening, loving the show whilst playing with Lego this morning. The sun pouring into the kitchen. Looks like it's going to be a beautiful day. That's from Anand. I couldn't get the piece you were after, but I do have a lovely little piece of... actually, it's video game music. It's from Final Fantasy VII. It's Aerith's theme.
Thank you.
Classic FM.
Thank you.
Well, first of all, it was Aerith's theme from Final Fantasy VII by Uematsu with the Royal Stockholm Philharmonic Orchestra, and that one, the Sibelius Andante Festivo, the Gothenburg Symphony Orchestra, name of Yevi. I'll play that, actually, for Jenny, who got in touch on 6.18.12 to Classic FM, saying, on the way to the peaks for a hike with the Springer Spaniel Harry. Morning, Harry. Grown man talking to dogs. He gets stressed in the car, but the music is really helping. So some lovely chill vibes, if you would. We will keep them going, actually. And maybe Harry could bark an answer to today's Carpe Diem clue, which is a vaguely cryptic clue to... Well, it's today in honour of Paul Rudd's birthday, the actor Paul Rudd. So this is a clue to one of his films in 2015, this film. I think it'll get you straight there, so have a go. What Deck says to his TV partner when exasperated? What Deck says to his TV partner when exasperated? Which Paul Rudd film might that be? On 6.18.12.
The Classic FM Hall of Fame Hour.
Thank you.
rather lovely. The second movement of Tchaikovsky's Violin Concerto. Johann Dahlin with the Norrköping Symphony Orchestra. And before it, the main theme from Out of Africa by John Barry. That was David Arnold conducting the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra. This is Classic FM. Good morning. Aled Jones is in the building, limbering up as we speak, ready to take over at 10 o'clock. Take you right through to Sunday lunchtime as well. That would be wonderful, with fine music. And I'm going to get there by playing you some Mendelssohn, A Midsummer Night's Dream.
Thank you.
The Nocturne from A Midsummer Night's Dream by Mendelssohn. That's the Budapest Festival Orchestra. Ivan Fischer doing the conducting. And the answer to that Carpe Diem clue, what Deck says to his TV partner when exasperated, is, of course, Ant-Man Mella in Oxford. Got that one. Sticker on its way to you. Alec Jones is next.
Classic FM.
On April 11th, The Amateur arrives in IMAX.
I'm going to find and kill the people who murdered my wife.
Academy Award winner Rami Malek.
I want mission-specific training and a new identity.
And Academy Award nominee Lawrence Fishburne.
This ends here.
No, I want them all.
The Amateur, in cinemas April 11th.
At Wix, save on Dulux Standard 2.5-litre coloured emulsion. Was £22, now £15. Shop now and feel as proud as a peacock with Wix. Terms apply.
You could be one of the millions of UK drivers who may be owed thousands in compensation. If you bought a car on finance from 2007 onwards, you may have been unfairly charged hidden commission payments. My Claim Group can help you check, even if you can't remember your car or lender details. Text CLAIM to 86688. My Claim Group is authorised and regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority. Text CLAIM to 86688.
Claims made simple.
For simple, fuss-free pet insurance policies for cats and dogs, visit petsinapickle.co.uk. For actual pickles, try the supermarket.
Get that holiday booked feeling at Matalan. There's 15% off holiday shop, including swimwear, beachwear, summer fashion, selected luggage and selected brands too. Just in time for the half-term holidays. Shop in-store and online at matalan.co.uk while stocks and the sun last. T's and C's apply.
Julie could part exchange her car. Or check out We Buy Any Car. She could be unsure if she got a good deal part exchanging. Or have cash in the bank with more bargaining power to get a bigger car for her five-a-side team. Totally played. Or total player. To get a quote in 30 seconds, enter your reg number now at webuyanycar.com.
Amazing deals now on at Currys. Like £60 off the HP Smart Tank 5106 printer. Now 149. Hold on, that's got to be some sort of printing error. 149. For cost-efficient, high-quality printing and scanning, and a best-in-class printing app, and with free ink. Wow. In-store and online at Currys. Are you sure that's not a printing error? With £209.99 from the 10th to the 25th of the 3rd. Offer ends 30th of the 4th, 2025.
I've got the new Samsung Galaxy S25, and so many brownie points. You see, Now Brief with Galaxy AI learns my schedule to keep me ahead of my day. Weather, activity stats and diary updates like Janie's birthday.
Oh, you remembered.
Thanks, Now Brief. Buy the Galaxy S25 on O2 by 4th of June and claim a Galaxy Chromebook Go worth £299. Selected languages only. Account login and network connection required. Claim a Galaxy Chromebook Go in Titan Grey from Samsung within 30 days of purchase. Terms apply.
This is Classic FM with the latest news. Next.
What is power? Is it a home EV charger that works while you sleep? Maybe it's a heat pump that pulls warmth from thin air. Or is it switching to solar, so energy companies can pay you for a change? Power is all of that, at the touch of a button. Hive's Ecotech range gives you the power to control your home energy. Hive. Know your power. T's and C's apply. Visit hivehome.com.
On your radio,
on Global Player,
and on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom at 10 o'clock. Sir Starmer's promising to use industrial policy to help protect British business from new US trade tariffs. A 10% tax on imports has kicked in, rising to 25% for cars. Writing in the Sunday Telegraph, the Prime Minister says his priority is to fight for the best deal for Britain. Employers will have to pay more in national insurance contributions from today. Rates are going up from 13.8% to 15%. Chief Executive of UK Hospitality, Kate Nichols, says it will severely damage many businesses.
We are going to see hours of operation cut. A third of businesses say they're going to cut operations. 70% say they're going to cut hours for their staff or cut staff headcount. So you're going to see an impact on wages that are coming through, on the number of people employed, trading hours shortened, prices increased, investment slashed, and in the worst case scenario, one in seven say they are going to close sites.
The government says the rise will put public finances on a firm footing. The Labour MP Dan Norris has been arrested on suspicion of rape and historic child sex offences. Labour says it has suspended the MP for North East Somerset and Hannam after being informed of his arrest. Two Labour MPs who were denied access to Israel say they were astounded by the unprecedented step taken by Israeli authorities. Israeli officials accused Yuan Yang and Abed Sam Mohammed on planning to spread anti-Israel hatred. And thousands of runners are taking part in London's Landmarks Half Marathon. The 13.1-mile route passes 16 of the capital's best-known landmarks, including Nelson's Column, St Paul's and the Tower of London. Classic FM's Stephen Mangan is one of those taking part.